Thank you, Darren. And on the set, we've got Glenn Healy and Nick Kiprios reminiscing about 94 and other battles between the Devils and Rangers. Any specific memories of them?
I'll try to forget about all that stuff.
Just today, you said before the season that you wanted another chance to get closure on your terms. Was everything you went through this year worth it for this day?
Yeah, definitely. You know, I think... I'm able to leave the game and with a big smile on my face. Yeah, I had a blast. I spent a month and a half here. I was welcome. I went in all in. I came in and I said, you know what, you guys got me. Let's have fun with this. And they were great. In a month and a half, I was able to get, five starts, played in seven games. Mm-hmm. Was part of the team and really enjoyed my time. And it's kind of, it made my decision a lot easier to have a big smile on my face, that's for sure.
I was walking this morning, and you see these pictures. Thank you, Marty, here with the Blues jersey on, outside the Opera House, all around the building, and it just seems a little bit weird. Does it seem weird at all to you?
Well, a little bit. My hockey career is, it's all about New Jersey. Mm-hmm. This is never going to go away. It's just, this is where I decided to finish my career. It could have been in New Jersey a couple of years ago, and it just happened now. It's kind of weird for people. But again, I'm happy with it. It's okay.
That's the most important thing. The Blues said that you will travel for them for the rest of the season. What do you see as your role here with these guys?
Well, I think what they're asking me to do, it's really kind of being a liaison between, the general managers and the coaching staff through the players. And so I'll be really hands-on, moving around, traveling. That's as close as, as a hockey player you could get without strapping on the pads, And so for me, I think it's kind of a nice transition. It's a great opportunity for me to learn that part of the business. I always, enjoyed it, being with Lou for so many years. I always admired what he was doing, but now I'm going to see a different facet, a different organization, a different way of doing that type of business. Mm-hmm. And it only could be helpful for my future if I decide to go that way.
Do you see yourself as a guy, if Brian Elliott or Jake Allen gets into the playoffs, whoever the starter is, if they have a rough start, like you going to them after that game and saying, okay, guys, this is how you handle it because I've been there before?
Well, I think every goalies do their own ways, but I think that's how you build them to be ready for that moment. And, I'll have some conversation with Jim Corsi and with the guys. Like, we get along real well. We had a blast by the time I was here. And again, if there's anything I could see and help, that's what I hear. I'm here to help.
All right. Is there any chance, if God forbid one of them gets hurt, you would don the pads again?
No, I don't think so.
It's done.
It's done. Mm-hmm. Most likely the... It's something that hopefully it won't happen, and mm-hmm. we won't have to make that decision, but my answer would probably be no. Okay.
Of all the things you went through, Martin, is there one or two that stand out that you say, these were the things I enjoyed the most, these are the things I celebrated the most?
Well, just the success we had for so many years in New Jersey, starting in 2000 all the way to 2003, for me were my prime of my career. I was able to win a Stanley Cup in 2000, lost Game 7 in the Stanley Cup Finals to Colorado, won a gold medal for my country in 2002, and win another Stanley Cup in 2003. So, that's a four-year stretch. Pretty good. So that's probably one of the stretches I'm most proud of.
And is there anybody in particular you think of today?
Well, my dad. I think when you spend all your youth and the support, and when I started my professional career, he's really the one who guided me to help me to be the person that I am. And now that I'm retiring, it would have been fun for him to be around. But I'm sure he's watching from over there.
I understand. Just a final comment from you. Where do you see yourself in 5 years?
Well, I'm not sure. This is new to me, and I'm going to enjoy my retirement. I'm taking a job. It's not going to be a crazy demanding job, but I want to learn. I want to see if I'm able to eventually be able to kind of put a team together and see if I could do it that way. A lot of players are doing it, and it'll be fun for me to try to imagine a team eventually.